Good afternoon, and thank you for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer session. This conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Troy Bennett. You may begin.
Thank you. This is Troy Bennett. I'm a product manager working for Francois Caron in the network performance management team. We also have Robin Cohen on. She's also a product manager for the wireline component of TNPM. So if you have the slides in front of you, we'll start with slide 2, which is the agenda. Again, I want to welcome all of you to our Tivoli talk on TNPM 1.3 today. And here's the plan. The plan is to review how TNPM fits into our Smarter Planet messaging, specifically around smarter network operations. Then we'll talk about some of the exciting new features in TNPM 1.3 that further our competitive advantage, bring value to our clients, and simply help our customers run smarter. And finally, we'll close with some information about additional resources you can use, such as contacts in product management and sales enablement, our performance management wiki, and the recently delivered Go training, in case you missed it. So now please turn to slide 3. So TNPM, what is it and where does it fit? Let's answer that question on slide 4. So TNPM, or Tivoli NetCool Performance Manager, is part of the Tivoli Service Assurance portfolio. As you can see from this diagram, Tivoli products support a variety of data sources from the radio access network to the core network, as well as fixed IP or wireline networks and IT resources. The service assurance portfolio provides fault and event, performance and configuration management, as well as data enrichment and automation software, which can all feed our business service management portal or consolidated operations dashboards. Today, we're going to focus on network performance management. So why is performance management so important? Next slide. Network performance management is so important because slow is the new broke. First, the latest technologies and services are very performance intensive. There's voice, video, multimedia, and a host of applications all competing for precious bandwidth. Now add to that our desire as consumers to have all that information at our fingertips immediately. Networks are overburdened, and this is creating real havoc on the service provider and enterprise, so much that it's no longer sufficient to just react to issues. Instead, those issues need to be predicted ahead of time and hopefully prevented altogether. Our focus today is on TNPM, but we also have another network performance product that takes an even deeper look at network flows and application performance tracking called TNPFA. The huge traction we're seeing on TNPFA is another illustration that our clients are serious about managing the performance of their networks. So next slide, slide 6. TNPM is not just for the communication services provider. Medium and large enterprises must also have smarter network operations to deal with service degradations and to be able to resolve problems more quickly. All of our customers are interested in controlling costs these days, so why not consolidate multiple performance management systems onto a single lower-cost platform while maintaining the ability to cost-effectively scale when the time comes? Flexible and powerful end-to-end reporting can be automated and distributed from a single interface, which saves time and training costs and helps our clients run more efficiently. No longer is fault management enough for the enterprise. Smarter enterprises are also looking at the performance of the networks to better understand underlying and impending shortfalls so that they don't result in unhappy customers or lost revenue. Take a look at the two charts at the bottom of this slide. They both produce two alarms showing that a certain threshold had been passed. However, there's one major difference. The alarms on the left side were probably due to some anomaly or network hiccup. The slide on the right, or the chart on the right, shows that this particular metric is increasing over time and could soon be producing many alarms. TNPM is the key to this kind of information. Next slide, slide 7. Market analysis and research firm IDC described the enterprise market for network performance management as a $2 billion market. So one of the things that we're really excited about is that this $2 billion enterprise market is largely untapped by IBM network performance management products. Now that enterprises are more interested in actively monitoring and managing the performance of the network, there's a great opportunity for IBM to sell TNPM here. And with things like virtualization and cloud, it's only going to get better. Next slide. So to make it even easier to penetrate the enterprise market, we've lowered the total cost of ownership by introducing full AIX support on IBM System P hardware and TNPM 1.3. What we're trying to illustrate on this slide is that previously TNPM was focused mostly on large enterprises with 5 to 10,000 devices or more. Now with a more attractive entry-level pricing and lower cost platform support, TNPM is perfect for medium-sized enterprises as well. An entry-level price excluding the Oracle license and with a 75% discount would be around $75,000. This would include the TNPM base and two tech pack licenses, MIB2 and Cisco device. It also includes an RVU count of 2,000, which is approximately 500 devices. Next slide. So TNPM's roots come from providing smarter network operations for the communication services provider, and that's still the case. With the fiercely competitive market out there, the CSPs must be able to deploy new services and technologies quickly, all while maintaining their heritage networks. IBM has an extensible library of tech packs that are commercially off the shelf and cover both legacy technologies as well as the latest in 4G, such as LTE. Our customers must keep their customers happy in order to generate revenue and prevent churn. They need to run lean but keep their networks fully optimized as the Internet of People and Things continues to grow exponentially. So let's talk about the new features in TNPM 1.3 that will help them do this. Next slide. Let's go to slide 11. So TNPM is the commercial bundle of TNPMW, our wireless performance management tool, and Proviso, our wireline performance management tool. The standalone part numbers and names have been withdrawn from marketing, so you should no longer see or hear those names used. Robin will go into greater detail about each of these new features, so let me just say at a very high level that we have enabled TCR Cognos for wireless reporting in TNPM 1.3, but most of the work was done on the wireline component of TNPM. There you will see a new user interface, the Tivoli Integrated Portal, or TIP, also used by other products in the portfolio. Ad hoc and state-of-the-art reporting via TCR Cognos, a mass data extraction tool for data reuse, composite KPI capabilities, and a lower-cost platform that we've already talked about. So the rest of the slides you're about to see generally describe features on the wireline component only, unless otherwise specified. Robin, over to you.
Thanks, Troy. So the first thing I want to talk about, turning briefly to slide 12, but then skipping right to slide 13, is what we're calling our reporting and visualization strategy. And the reason I'm going to spend some time on our strategy is that the changes that are being introduced with TNPM 1.3 and also more to come, there's some very important changes around this area. Now, we call it visualization strategy instead of just plain reporting because as the result of a study that we did when we first brought out TNPM, we went and did an outside-in design study with our users, and what we found out is that there's two distinctly different ways in which they consume information from the system. And one we call reporting, but the other we're calling operational views. And you're going to hear that term operational views more and more as we go along. So let me explain the difference. Let's start with reporting. With reporting, or classical reporting, we're typically finding this use by managers and also planners. The data that they are looking for tends to be more static and after the fact, but there's a lot of analytical use to it. So, for example, there may be management performance reporting. There may be, for the service providers, reports that they give to their subscribers, their customers, on a monthly basis. The capacity planners may look at this data, and they may not need real-time data, but they need to take that data and slice it and dice it in a number of different ways. They might use business intelligence tools, OLAP cubes, data mining, etc. And a lot of times, a number of these consumers want to correlate that data with non-performance management data, other systems, other business data, other business applications. Let me now contrast that with operational views, Operational views are typically used by the NOC operator, the Network Operations Center, or by engineers who are troubleshooting. This kind of usage is highly interactive, and they need the data as real-time as possible. They're doing problem investigation and troubleshooting and monitoring of the network. They need real-time or near-real-time data visualization, and they need what we call context-enabled navigation. So when you're troubleshooting, you don't necessarily know where you're going to go next. Depending on what you see, you might want different kinds of views. The data should be topology-aware. When you're troubleshooting, it helps to know what items are physically next to each other. And oftentimes, especially in the NOC, the operator wants an integrated console with fault management, performance management, and business service management all integrated together on one screen. So hopefully you can see these are two very different uses, and these are both uses that we want to provide data for. So going on now to slide 14. So let's talk about TNPM reporting. And this is for both wireless and wireline customers. So with this release in TNPM 1.3, we are supporting the Tivoli Common Reporting capability, which has been newly enhanced with Cognos capabilities. IBM bought Cognos a little while ago, and the Tivoli Common Reporting capability within the Tivoli Integrated Portal now supports the key capabilities of Cognos. And this is a very important and very powerful capability. So this now gives you a single reporting tool across all your network technologies and allows you to federate multiple data sources, whether that be cross-technology pack, cross-domain, wireless and wireline, or even cross-product. And it allows you to quickly design reports and also save and share them and to do ad hoc queries. So we're very happy about this. I want to make one note, which is that what we are providing in this release is Cognos enablement. So that means we are giving customers the examples and the tooling to generate their own reports. Out-of-the-box technology pack reports will follow in subsequent releases. So that's all I want to say about TNPM reporting. Let's turn now in slide 15 to the operational views, and this is a discussion about the wireline capabilities. So in this release, the TNPM wireline component is integrated with TIP, the Tivoli Integrated Portal, and the wireless will follow in a subsequent release, but in this release, it's just the wireline. And with the integration into TIP, there are some key navigational improvements that we're bringing to the table that will help get us closer to a true operational console. First of all, there's single sign-on with other TIP-enabled products. So all the other Tivoli products that are now using TIP, there's single sign-on with those products. On the right, on top, you'll see our new tree view for easier report navigation. And this allows you to click any report and to be able to go to it if it's in the tree. You don't have to navigate up and down the tree in order to get there as we did in the past. So this is very important, of course, when you are in a troubleshooting mode or when you're in an operational view where you are not quite sure where you need to go next and you need to have ad hoc kind of navigation. Another quick new capability is a report search, a report by name search, and that's indicated by the other little example screenshot that we have. Two other capabilities coming up that I'm going to talk about are more flexible report periods, and again, when you are in a troubleshooting or an operational view mode, you need to be able to get to report periods that are not necessarily designed by determined by day and week boundaries, but they may be across multiple kinds of periods. And the other key thing is stronger integration with other Tivoli products, and we're going to talk about the improved integration with Omnibus on the next slide. So turning to the next slide then, slide 16, these are two of the operational viewing improvements that we're bringing to the wireline side in this release. So the first is the enhanced web top drill down. What you can see on this page is on top you are seeing the web top events list, the active events list. And on the bottom is the threshold crossing report that generated a performance event into that console. So here it's all on one screen. It could also be in a different tab, but this is a very context-sensitive, launch-in-context kind of capability, and this is much improved in this release. The second screenshot here is describing that ad hoc report time period selection. So you can still select reports by standard time periods such as week or day or month. But here for the time series reports, you can also select, for example, 2 days or 6 hours. And this is something that our customers have been waiting for a long time. So this will definitely help them in this mode. Okay, going on to slide 17. Particularly for our existing customers who are familiar with our previous releases, there's a couple of capabilities new in this release that I do want to point out. In going into TIP, we are replacing our legacy infrastructure. So now our customers can receive the benefit of IBM's advanced web infrastructure in WebSphere, which is the foundation of TIP. And this is going to give us expanded platform support that I'm going to talk about a little bit later, and the component modularity that comes with standard web technologies. There's also investment protection. So in this release, there is complete backward compatibility with our 80-plus wireline technology packs. On upgrade, the technology packs will be upgraded to be compatible with this release, and there's automated migration assistance available in that process. I do want to note that we are not, during that process, upgrading or changing any of the reports to be in Cognos format. As I said, that will come later, but they will be compatible with the new portal. Okay, that's it on the visualization strategy. Let me turn to our next important capability. Going through slide 18, talking about mass data extraction, to slide 19. So mass data extraction is now all about data reuse for our wireline customers. So this is an API and a command line for mass extraction of wireline data from the operational database. Previously, we had a data access API that worked on a query basis, but it was not a capability to extract data in bulk from the database. And this is a key capability because it allows our customers to feed our data to other applications and systems. That could be other Tivoli applications such as Tivoli NetCool Service Quality Management Center for service level agreement reporting, or it could be other customer systems, whether that be a business intelligence warehouse or a billing system or some kind of network planning system. I wanted to note that this is free of charge for use with other Tivoli products, and if the customer does want to use it for their own system, it's included in the existing licensing option called Data Access API. So if the customer already has that, then it's essentially free for them and they will get it, and if they don't, then they can buy that option if they need it for their own internal applications. Okay, that's it on mass data extraction. Let's go on to another very exciting capability, which is our composite resources, slide 20 and then slide 21. So on slide 21, what a composite resource is it's the ability to model multiple network resources, so whether that be an interface or a probe, a performance probe, or whatever, as a single entity, and that can be used for reporting as a logical entity. So let me try to explain quickly what that means, and then we're going to go through two more examples on the next slide. So for example, if a customer had a pair of load balance interfaces that a site might be using for connectivity to another site, then you could model these load balance interfaces as a pair and together get, for instance, their average utilization or their total throughput. And again, the customer is going to think about that more as one logical entity, not two separate things. And these can be used for both threshold alarming and reporting. And we'll talk about that a little bit on the next slide, too. So in terms of benefits, this is just a much more intuitive way to report complex configuration metrics. and it better reflects the actual user experience, especially if you're creating something like a health index, which you can do. It also makes the performance indicators more relevant to service quality management systems and helps generate smarter alarms. And let me point out that this is a competitive differentiator. Most of our competitors cannot do this at all, and those that can have a much more simple kind of capability. Okay, let's go on to the examples on slide 22. So the first example can be typical in both a service provider or an enterprise environment. So what we have depicted here is two sites that are connected, and they go through a series of hops and going through the service provider core before you get to the other side. And again, the customer thinks about this as one integrated path and wants to have that reported as one integrated path. And with the composite resources, what you can do is create a formula that adds all the paths together and gives a total latency, for example, the end-to-end delay. So that's one kind of capability that you can do with it, with adding different segments together. On the second example is a more complex example, and not all this is a service provider example. Not all customers are going to have this level of complexity, but I wanted to show you how complex an example that the composite resources can actually handle. So in this, what we have is a situation where there's a customer that has a connection, and they also have a backup link if the normal terrestrial link goes down. And this is modeling a service level agreement. So the service level agreement basically shows that if it's in backup mode across the satellite link, which would be if there's traffic of more than zero packets per second on that backup link, that you'd expect the latency to be a little bit slower. Whereas on the terrestrial link, you'd expect it to be faster, but if the routers are overloaded, if their bandwidth utilization is 90% or more, then the service provider really can't be held accountable for that. That may be some big bulk transfer that the customer is doing. So basically, you can model this using conditional statements and come up with one statement, one metric that is the service level agreement in accordance with the customer agreement or not. So anyway, I hope this helps. This has been a couple of examples of how you would use this. And that is the end of the key changes in this release, but let me talk now about platform changes. So platform support, going from slide 23 to slide 24. And this is for both wireless and wireline, and I'll explain the differences. So in terms of operating systems, on the wireline side, we now have full AIX support. And again, a lot of our customers have been waiting for this. It's AIX 5.3 and 6.1. And in the past, we have not been able to support AIX on our report portal because of some of that legacy technology, but now we can. So that's going to improve the lower cost of ownership situation with our customers. On both wireless and wireline, we still support Solaris 10. And Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5 is supported completely on the wireless side. And on wireline, as has been true for a while, we support it on our SNMP data collector. There are extensions coming on the wireline side, but we're not here to talk about roadmaps. So today, it's the data collector for SNMP only. On the database side, we are supporting Oracle 10G. And the other thing I want to talk about is upgrades. On the wireline side, with Proviso, customers need to be at least Proviso 4.4.3.3. With the operating systems, one of the operating systems above, and Oracle 10G. And the reason it's that release is because Oracle 10G support was first introduced in that release, and they need to be on Oracle 10G before starting the upgrade. Wireless customers need not upgrade, assuming they're on the latest release. They can just add on the Tivoli Common Reporting and Cognos to their existing installation. Okay, so that's it on the new capabilities. And let me just summarize now, slide 25 and then slide 26. So we're very excited about this new release. TNPM 1.3 provides the performance management capabilities for our communication service provider and enterprise customers. It can handle complex environments and can give our customers the capabilities to have a proactive, not a reactive response for multi-vendor and multi-technology networks. As Troy said, slow is the new broke, and our customers are becoming more demanding in terms of being able to monitor the performance of their network. TNPM provides an advanced architecture. We talked about the new and enhanced state-of-the-art end-to-end reporting, and we talked about some of the advanced analytics with the composite resources. And, of course, it's always been highly scalable and continues to be so. Especially with TIPnow, the Tivoli Integrated Portal, we're achieving our relational value with integration with other elements of the IBM portfolio. We gave an example of WebTop and Omnibus, for example, and there's more of that to come. We're also leveraging IBM's investment in leading technologies such as Cognos and WebSphere, and this gives us the ability to provide, you know, the best that there is out there. So we're excited about that. And let us not forget that this is all backed by IBM's world-class service and support organization, and that's something that a lot of our customers can't touch, not our competitors, excuse me, can't touch. So we're very excited for our customers in that respect. And with that, let me talk a little bit about the resources beyond this Tivoli talk that you can access. So on slide 28, then, here's some contacts. You've already met Troy and myself. There's George Hunter in Sales Enablement. John Freck is the leader of the Communication Service Provider Tiger Team. And for Channel Sales, Brad Willard is your contact. There's a list here of our product management team led by Francois Caron. So feel free to contact us if you have questions. But I do want to point out on slide 29 some resources that you can find at any time. So the first is on the Seller's Workplace, formerly known as Excel, the Sales Kit, and that has some great links. And then also our TNPM Sales Wiki, the Integrated Service Management Wiki. And this is a really key go-to source for internal IBMers. It's got a lot of presentations and customer reference information and technical and pricing information. So if you're going to be dealing with TNPM, be sure you bookmark that link. I do want to point out that this has not been a particularly technical session, but we did just have a whole week of technical go training, which is technical launch training, and that was given for partners and some of our internal technical folks. And a link to that recording is posted on the wiki that I just mentioned. And even if you don't need an entire week of training, it was about 16 hours of training. The overview and some of the reporting sections might be of interest. So then, that's it on slide 30. And I thank you for your time. And, operator, if there are any questions, we can take some questions now.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be announced prior to asking the question. To withdraw your question, you may press star 2. Once again, star 1 to ask a question.
Okay, it looks like we don't have any questions then. Well, then I'll wrap up and just say thank you for your time, and we wish you success with TNPM 1.3. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time.